Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today I will read from Leviticus chapters 1 through 4. And again, this will be from my Geneva Bible, my 1560 edition, from which I always read. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain, let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And today we begin in the book of Leviticus, and again we'll be reading from chapters 1 through 4. We begin, chapter 1. Now the Lord called Moses, and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and thou shalt say unto them, If any of you offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, ye shall offer your sacrifice of cattle, as of beeves and of the sheep. If his sacrifice be a burnt offering of the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish, presenting him of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted to the Lord to be his atonement. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priests Aaron's sons shall offer the blood, and shall sprinkle it round about upon the altar, that is, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Then shall he slay the burnt offering and cut it in pieces. So the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. Then the priests Aaron's sons shall lay the parts in order, the head and the caul upon the wood that is in the fire which is upon the altar. But the inwards thereof and the legs thereof he shall wash in water, and the priests shall burn all on the altar, for it is a burnt offering, an oblation made by fire, for a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if his sacrifice for ye burnt offering be of the flocks, as of the sheep or of ye goats, he shall offer a male without blemish. And he shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and the priests Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon that altar. And he shall cut it in pieces, separating his head and his caul, and the priest shall lay them in order upon the wood that lieth in the fire, which is on the altar. But he shall wash the inwards, and the legs with water, and the priest shall offer the whole and burn it upon the altar. For it is a burnt offering, an oblation made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if his sacrifice be a burnt offering to the Lord of the fowls, then he shall offer his sacrifice of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons. And the priest shall bring it unto the altar, and wring the neck of it asunder, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be shed upon the side of the altar. And he shall pluck out his maw with his feathers, and cast them beside the altar on the east part in the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with his wings, but not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar upon the wood that is in ye fire, for it is a burnt offering, an oblation made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord. Leviticus chapter 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put incense thereon, and shall bring it unto Aaron's sons the priests, and he shall take thence his handful of the flour, and of the oil with all the incense. And the priest shall burn it for a memorial upon the altar, for it is an offering made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord. But the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons, for it is most holy of the Lord's offerings made by fire. If thou bring also a meat offering, bacon in the oven, it shall be an unleavened cake of fine flour mingled with oil, or an unleavened wafer anointed with oil. But if thy meat offering be an oblation of the frying pan, it shall be of fine flour unleavened, mingled with oil. And thou shalt part it in pieces, and pour oil thereon, for it is a meat offering. And if thy meat offering be an oblation made in the cauldron, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. After thou shalt bring the meat offering, yet it is made of these things, unto the Lord, and shall present it unto the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial of it, and shall burn it upon the altar, for it is an oblation made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord. But yet which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons, for it is most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. All the meat offerings which ye shall offer unto ye, Lord, shall be made without leaven, for ye shall neither burn leaven nor honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire. In the oblation of the first fruits ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt upon the altar for a sweet savour. All the meat offerings also shalt thou season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering, but upon all thine oblations thou shalt offer salt. If then thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for thy meat offering of thy first fruits ears of corn dried by the fire, and wheat beaten out of the green ears. After thou shalt put oil upon it, and lay incense thereon, for it is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, even of that that is beaten, and of the oil of it with all the incense thereof, for it is an offering unto the Lord made by fire. Leviticus chapter 3. Also if his oblation be a peace offering, if he will offer of ye drove, whether it be male or female, he shall offer such as is without blemish before ye Lord, and shall put his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons the priests shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. So he shall offer part of the peace offerings as a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, even the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. He shall also take away the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and upon the flanks, and the caul on the liver with the kidneys. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar with the burnt offering, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. This is a sacrifice made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord. Also, if his oblation be a peace offering unto the Lord out of the flock, whether it be male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his oblation, then he shall bring it before the Lord, and lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and shall kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's sons shall sprinkle ye blood thereof round about upon the altar. After of the peace offerings he shall offer an offering made by fire unto ye Lord, and he shall take away the fat thereof, and the rump altogether, hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. Also he shall take away the two kidneys, with the fat that is upon them, and upon the flanks, and the caul upon the liver with the kidneys. Then the priest shall burn it upon the altar, as the meat of an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Also if his offering be a goat, then shall he offer it before the Lord, and shall put his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. Then he shall offer there of his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. Also he shall take away the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and upon the flanks, and the caul upon the liver with the kidneys. So the priest shall burn them upon the altar, as ye meat offering of an offering made by fire for a sweet savour rather. All ye fat is the Lord's. This shall be a perpetual ordinance for your generations throughout all your dwellings, so that ye shall eat neither fat nor blood. Finally, Leviticus chapter 4. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any shall sin through ignorance in any of the commandments of ye Lord, which ought not to be done, but shall do contrary to any of them, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then shall he offer for his sin which he hath sinned a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, and shall put his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood, and bring it unto ye tabernacle of the congregation. Then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood seven times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. The priest shall also put some of the blood before the Lord upon the horns of ye altar of sweet incense, which is in ye tabernacle of the congregation. Then shall he pour all the rest of the blood of the bullock at the foot of ye altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take away all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, to wit, ye fat that covereth ye inwards, and all the fat that is about the inwards. He shall take away also the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and upon the flanks, and the caul upon the liver with the kidneys. As it was taken away from the bullock of the peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar of burnt offering. But the skin of the bullock, and all his flesh, with his head, and his legs, and his inwards, and his dung, shall he bear out. So he shall carry the whole bullock out of the host into a clean place, where ye ashes are poured, and shall burn him on ye wood in the fire, where the ashes are cast out, shall he be burnt. And if the whole congregation of Israel shall sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the multitude, and have done against any of ye commandments of the Lord which should not be done, and have offended, when the sin they have committed shall be known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin, and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the elders of the congregation shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock before the Lord, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord. Then the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood into the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord, even before the veil. Also he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, yet is in the tabernacle of the congregation. Then shall he pour all the rest of ye blood at ye foot of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take all his fat from him, and burn it upon the altar. And the priest shall do with this bullock as he did with the bullock for his sin, so shall he do with this. So the priest shall make an atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. For he shall carry the bullock without ye host, and burn him as he burned the first bullock, for it is an offering for the sin of the congregation. When a ruler shall sin and do through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord his God, which should not be done, and shall offend, if one show unto him his sin which he hath committed, then shall he bring for his offering an he-goat without blemish, and shall lay his hand upon the head of the he-goat, and kill it in the place where he should kill the burnt offering before the Lord, for it is a sin offering. Then the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the burnt offering altar, and shall pour the rest of his blood at the foot of the burnt offering altar, and shall burn all his fat upon the altar, as the fat of the peace offering. So ye priests shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Likewise, if any of the people of the land shall sin through ignorance and doing against any of the commandments of the Lord, which should not be done, and shall offend, if one show him his sin which he hath committed, Then shall he bring for his offering a she-goat without blemish for his sin, which he hath committed. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the burnt offering altar, and pour all the rest of the blood thereof at the foot of the altar, and shall take away all his fat, as the fat of the peace offerings is taken away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he bring a lamb for his sin offering, he shall bring a female without blemish, and shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and shall slay it for a sin offering in the place where he should kill the burnt offering. Then the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the burnt offering altar, and shall pour all the rest of the blood thereof at the foot of the altar, and he shall take away all ye fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb of ye peace offerings is taken away. Then the priest shall burn it upon the altar with the oblations of the Lord made by fire, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin that he hath committed, and it shall be forgiven him. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Leviticus.